This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
Or rather, Astral Plane.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Shorefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin. Fungal Bala headed straight for Theola.
Ooh,
that's my favorite one.
Oh, really?
I love that so
short and
much.
Sweet.
And of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold V, the halfling knight who bears the amulet with a crack, here to give Theola a smack.
Ooh, very good.
Smack Theola.
Y'all, it has been a long time since we've played a canon Bahumia episode.
It's been a minute.
We have been playing a lot of D&D. We just got back from tour.
What a cliffhanger to leave us on.
Yes, you big dumb jerk. Yep. It's hanging over our heads the entire tour.
The entire tour, I was needling Murph trying to get him to tell me what was going to happen.
Yeah, every sip of alcohol he took, I was like, well, I'm one step closer to finding out.
We did inject him with truth serum at one point.
There were a few times when we were in Ubers that you guys were really pressing me on Theola.
Oh, yeah, and there was that night that you guys had him in the hotel lobby getting drunk, and I was trying to break into your room.
To steal all of his notebooks.
Cool, guys. So let's do a little recap to catch everybody up. So last time, you guys had a peaceful demonstration of Crick Elves and High Elves as you marched on Gladeholm Castle to protest the Kingsguard attempting to kick out the Cricks. Clearly outnumbered, the king challenged Moonshine to a duel and offered to let the gods decide if he should step down. Despite all the king's fancy magic equipment, Moonshine completely kicked his ass.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
Leading to Mama and Erdan replacing him as temporary leaders of the elves.
I bend both knees.
I love bending a knee to Erdan. Oh, you know, it was Bubbles. It was technically Bubbles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly. And Erdan by proxy. Let's not turn this into complete Looney Tunes. As the king was moving out of the castle, you and Lucanus found an invitation to a war council at the Astral Keep to discuss Theala and made your way there, teleporting to the Astral Plane and convening with the other free cities in a magic rock dome floating through cosmic nothingness.
Wow.
King Grimthor Meganis of Irondeep made a plea for help in defending his city from the Chosen, to which King Cyrus Culdane of Frostwind scoffed and said that the council should deal with Ilset and the Devils first. A representative named Mesna from the port city of Ramasit agreed with Culdane and proposed that the free cities work with Theala until the devil threat was quelled. You all managed to convince the council not to work with the Chosen, to which Mesna responded by revealing herself to be Theala in disguise.
Fuck!
Shit.
We knew the whole time.
Yeah, I was only pretending to be attracted.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
And Theala launched a coordinated attack on the war council. Chosen angels began pouring into each of the opera boxes. Mima, Lucanus, Jaina Bronzebeard, and the other warriors jumped to defend themselves and their leaders, while you guys and Ulfgar jumped to the center podium to face Theala and her guards head on. And that's where we are now. Everyone go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh. This roll means everything.
Right into it.
So it's you guys and Ulfgar. Everyone else is tied up. They've got angels pouring into their boxes. Theala's got two great swords out. Ulfgar's there with you, axe in hand. Theala's got four angels with her in the center podium. What did everybody get?
I got 13.
Ooh, 13 as well.
Yeah.
That's a roll off.
Oh, that's a roll off.
Roll off, please.
Less exciting than doing it on tour.
I got a 16.
I got a 6.
Sweet.
Okay.
Congratulations. Hard one, what'd you get?
After saying this roll means everything, I rolled a 2.
Yeah,
shout out to the 2 crew.
Shout out.
That's a 6 total.
That is a 6.
Is Balnor with us?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, Balnor jumped down with you guys. And you guys are able to... So a couple things to catch up on, because I know it's been a while. Moonshine did Fuggle form before she jumped in. And Hard One, you called your dwarf daddies.
Nice. Right.
And we all started the morning with a hero's feast.
Mm-hmm.
Still thinking about that breakfast.
And can you kind of give me, so I can draw it for myself, a little layout of the land? So I can draw it.
Yeah, it's basically like a big coliseum. And you guys are in the center right now on
a
floating rock platform. And all of these other boxes are like opera boxes in a theater, and they are filling up with angels as the other, you know, members of Kingsguard and whatnot fight them off.
Okay.
So at initiative 20, Theala beats you all. She is going to look at all of you and go, "If you won't listen to reason, I'll just have to send you to hell where you belong." And she's going to go ahead and cast, as she says that, she casts a defensive spell. she is going to cast Holy Aura on her and the four angels around them. While she has concentration on the spell, you guys all have disadvantage on all your attacks against all of the angels and her. That is Moonshine's turn.
So we have disadvantage, right? If I cast something on myself that gives me advantage, it
would equal out.
And then if I then used Pawpaw to give me a help action, would that then...
That would make it advantage again, yeah.
All right then, baby.
Yella might be a goddess, but we have a fucking possum.
I cast the Guardian of Nature on myself, Primal Beast. So now I have advantage on attacks.
Okay.
Before I do that, actually, I want to turn to Balnor and I say, I'm pretty worried that Meemaw's in the fray. And I need a little insurance. Can I have the bag?
Yeah, you see, Balnor grabs the bag and throws it to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I got the bag. And I'm going to fucking attack Theala. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm attacking Theala. Oh my gosh.
I can't believe Balnor gave you the bag.
How dare you?
Why are you doing this?
Do you want to put down our weapons and just talk?
Nah, I can do that later. And because I have Elven Accuracy, I'm going to... And whenever I have advantage, I get to roll...
Reroll the lower one, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's still going to be good, though. 27 to hit.
Wow.
She is going to parry, add 7 to her AC, and she blocks it.
7 to her AC? Fuck! Okay, well, I still spores her for 18.
She is immune to poison. Sorry, it's not going to work on a god. At the end of your turn, she's going to use legendary action and use command allies. As Moonshine, as you go forward at her, 3 of the angels are going to use their reactions to take attacks on you with advantage.
Okay.
First one hits on the attack. 19 damage total on the first attack. Okay. Next one takes an attack and crits.
Oy.
That is 39 damage on the second attack. Next one takes an attack with advantage and hits. Another 19 damage. That is one of her legendary actions. That is Bev's turn.
I'm going to cast Haste on my friend Hard One to try and even this table up.
All right. So I can run from here very quickly now. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. That's the first smart thing you've said all day.
I was being sarcastic. Don't worry, I'm very stupid.
It's a rather lowly god that has to get her hands dirty in the muck of this plane. And then as a bonus action, I will cast Vow of Enmity against Theala.
You are good to do that.
Great.
End of your turn. You just insulted her by talking about a god getting her hands dirty, so she's going to swing down on you.
Oh, I'll be quite dirty with your blood, boy.
That is a 25 to hit.
That hits.
39 damage to you, Bev.
Ooh, okay.
Honestly, she doesn't do as much damage as her henchman.
How dare you? That is Ulfgar's turn. I'm going to do...
Ulfgar.
That's right. You've got me on your side. Ulfgar goes axe.
We freed you from that gem.
Yeah. I love you guys. You guys are solid as hell. I hate Theala.
Ulfgar is going to do an intelligence check because Ulfgar fucking hates Theala. So it's going to see if he does the smart thing or if he just goes straight for her. That is a natural 4. Ulfgar charges in. Goes after Theala. First swing is a natural 5. He misses, just swinging wildly at her. Second one is going to hit. He swings Gemma and does a big 19 damage.
Oh, she was a good axe. And a great axe.
And Ulfgar makes a third attack. That is a fucking crit.
That's our man.
A great axe indeed.
Crits on Theala. That is 35 damage from Ulfgar. Swings into her. Theala stumbles back.
What are you thinking, Ulfgar? You could have been a part of this.
That is the angels' turns. The angels are going to continue taking cracks down at Moonshine. The first one is going to use Battlefield Inspiration to give it to up to three other angels, which is all of the other ones. They add D4s to their attack rolls.
Wow.
So
just
first
so y'all
one,
know, I might be down this round.
First one swings. Okay. The 14 hit on the first attack.
Doesn't hit.
Misses.
I have 20 AC.
Okay. 18 hit on the second attack. Misses. Next ones go that have the D4. This one gets a 20 to hit.
20 is my AC.
So it is going to hit on the first attack.
Moonshine, careful. These birds could contain tetanus.
That is 24 damage.
Or what is it? Trictophilia? Or like
24 damage.
24.
Okay. Takes a second attack. That's only 18 a hit. That misses. Next dude takes two attacks. Misses on one. That's a crit on the other one. 35 damage.
Okay.
You okay?
Next one takes two attacks.
Oof, good God.
That is 22 to hit. That is another 22 damage.
Okay.
Misses on its next attack.
Oof.
At the end of the angel's turn, that is Ulfgar's legendary action. That's Ulfgar right. Is going to...
Do something, bro.
he looks at you, Hard One, and he goes... You do something, bro! Get in there! You can now use your reaction to make an attack with advantage on the attack.
Hell yeah. Sweet, dude. I headbutt Ulfgar.
Sweet.
So I get to make an attack right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, who do you want to attack?
One of those fucking angels.
Sweet.
Hacking at my girl.
Thank you, I'm down to 11.
It's a 20 to hit.
Super hits.
Hit these dumb birds!
Just root and yawn.
Thanks, brother.
Nothing better than whacking a bird out of the sky.
15 damage.
Nice. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor will crack at the same angel. That's a nat one. He rerolls that, and
lucky
he hits.
Lucky Balnor.
Nice. That is 12 damage to that same angel. Balnor takes a second attack and misses. He's going to action surge. He hits. Another 8 damage, and then makes a final attack, and that is a miss. End of Balnor's turn. Theala is going to use a legendary action to swing down on Bev again. That is a 25 to hit.
Bring it. You gonna try and crack this amulet even more?
Ooh.
Damn.
Yes, you know what? I'm gonna take it back. I've decided. Okay. You have what is mine.
You couldn't handle what was yours.
That is 35 damage.
Okay.
That is Hard One. Oh, no. That is Ulfgar's action. Ulfgar looks at Bev and goes,
are you going to take that, dude? Are you going to take that?
No way! It was eloquently put, but no!
You can take a reaction to make an attack against
awesome.
Anybody.
Well, I have enmity against... Theala, and I know that I should probably attack these angels first, but I want to get just like one good whack in on Theala.
Sweet.
Shout out to the two crew.
It doesn't do it.
All right, let me roll. Is it just one attack or do I get to take my two?
Just one. It's a reaction.
Shoot. Okay.
That is Hard One's turn. You do have haste, so you can make an extra attack this turn if you would like. You can do four attacks.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, so I'm going to try to put one of these birds on a goddamn spit.
Sweet.
I'm
going
to throw a javelin at an angel that's
oh,
hurt.
That's good, yeah.
But I have to do it with disadvantage, is that right?
Yes.
So that's a 13.
13's not going to do it.
Oof. I'll try it again.
Come on, rotisserie.
That would have been nice, but shout out to the two crew.
Yikes.
I'll try one more time.
Oh.
I'll use a luck point. Can I use a luck point on 1d20?
Yeah. Holy shit.
I rolled 2 ones. I'm going to use my last action to uselessly somersault in the air and pour a healing potion down Moonshine's throat.
Oh, thank you!
Okay. I can't do shit, but maybe you can.
What's the
Back
highest,
up, kid.
What's the highest healing potion you guys have?
I have the superior healing.
Superior healing.
From the Mage Ship way
wow,
back in
the show. Wow, nice.
That?
Good memory.
Thank you!
Y'all heal each other all the time.
Get in on this. It feels good.
It does feel good.
Gosh. Yeah.
And it's the bomb that I needed because I feel real sad not fucking hitting on any of those attacks.
Seeing your friends not die feels pretty good.
Okay, so superior healing is going to be 8d4 plus 8. So Moonshine, go ahead and do that. That is back around to Theala's turn. On Theala's turn, she is going to use War Leader's Helix. She's going to, that makes an attack on Beverly.
Bring it.
Here. Oh, God.
That's Show me the might of a false god.
That is 31 to hit.
Okay.
That's
pretty mighty.
There's nothing false about me.
I hope we never meet a real god, because this fake god's actually pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the pretender.
That is 39 damage to you, Bev.
Okay.
And then she heals the angel that was hurt back up to full.
We might just need to...
Oh, my God.
Okay. New plan.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Do you want to report spore the plan?
Y'all, I think if she's going to keep healing them, if her strategy is to keep this army and keep healing them, I can try to hit them with Chill Touch, which means they can't regain hit points until my turn again. So then we can zero in on one. It's not a lot of damage, though. That's my only concern.
As long as they're not regenerating. But we can't fucking hit them either.
Should we try and just cut off this holy snake's head?
Just go for Theala?
Kill Quetzalcoatl?
Ugh, I don't know. It's my turn?
Yeah.
I don't know. These guys, I think picking off these guys.
Okay.
You guys only managed to do like 15 damage to them, so.
Maybe if we focus a little more, we can just take them out in one turn and then just kind of whittle
them
that way.
She's nothing without these guys.
Is anyone...
She's nothing without her followers. These are the people that believe she's the god.
Yeah. Is anyone hurt, any of these angels?
No, not anymore.
Not a single bug.
Nope.
Oof.
All right, I'm going to go after one of these birds.
Sweet.
Sending you to Buffalo Wild Wings.
They're not birds.
Putting you at the front
They're
of the grocery store.
Angels.
Does a 26 hit?
26 does hit.
Woo. Okay, I'm going to attack it.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to roll concentration for haste.
Oh, yeah, and it did like 39 damage, so that's half of that. So roll 19 or higher on a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Constitution save?
Yeah.
That's going to be 9 plus 4, 13. Damn it.
That fails. Cool. Haste breaks.
Ah,
I still feel strong as hell.
I hit him for 20, and then I spores him for 18.
Jesus, you mess him right up.
And then I use my bonus action to look at Bev's amulet.
Sweet. You look at Bev's amulet. Ulfgar, at the end of your turn, looks at you and goes, "That was good. Do it again."
Okay. I guess I'm going to go after the same fucking guy.
Sweet.
Nat 20.
Yes! I'll do it without you.
Good for you.
Yes.
Nice job, Ulfgar and Moonshine. You guys, Marvel vs. Capcom, double team it.
That's a lot of D6.
So many cubes.
Oh, shit. You also, you have poison.
38.
Moonshine, finish this angel.
Yes! I drop him into a deep fryer at Buffalo Wild Wings. I spike him back down to Bahumia into the deep fryer of Buffalo Wild Wings.
An honorable death he didn't deserve.
Just we lay sauces at his grave.
And then I look at the all and I say, "You're not next, but everyone around you is."
Oh, you think this is an insult, but I love Zaxby's.
Zaxby's girl.
That's a chicken restaurant.
You eat chicken? You eat wings?
You have an appetite? Most gods wouldn't have to eat food.
I love plain wings.
That's true. Yeah, that's a pretty mortal thing to be eating.
I earned my godhood.
Do you?
Unlike your false gods.
Can I just ask if you go number two after you eat the wings?
Probably get real.
I still go number two, yes.
That doesn't sound very godlike to me.
Yeah. Pelor shits because he chooses to.
Yeah.
And Cord doesn't shit.
Pelor shits because it's good for the earth.
She's so mad.
Cord has liquid diarrhea all the time, so you can't really call it a shit.
As you guys insult her shitting, she's going to use Command Allies as a legendary action and have her three remaining angels take cracks at Bev.
Okay, just we're not making fun of you, your shitting. It's a very normal, mortal thing to do. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
You're just like us.
To shit is human.
Yes.
That is two hits. Two of the angels hit.
Uh-oh.
26 damage from the one Bev.
Oh, goodness. Bev's down.
No!
That was
goes down.
Quick.
Then the other one will take a crack at Moonshine.
How many angels are left? Because I killed
three.
One. Three. Okay.
And the other one does 21 damage to you, Moonshine.
Okay. Thankfully, I'm still looking good. Thank you to Bev's amulet and Hardwon Superior Healing Potion. It feels so good to be healed by
that
your comrade.
Is Bev's turn. Bev, go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
No, heal myself. Oh, shit. That's a 7.
That's a fail.
Ugh.
End of Bev's turn. Thiala is going to take an attack on Moonshine. 24 to hit.
That does hit.
29 damage to you, Moonshine. And then that is Ulfgar's turn. Ulfgar is going to do another intelligence check. 15. Ulfgar focuses up and goes after one of the angels.
Attaboy.
He's going to take 3 attacks against it. Misses on one of them, but hits on 2 of them. Ulfgar does 41 damage.
Attaboy.
Not too shabby.
Who looks super hurt right now.
Drop the wall on him.
That is.
There goes my hero.
We gotta get this fucking dude.
Hey, you guys are great fans. My favorite ones, honestly. That is the angels' turns.
We can get it down to 2 angels.
They are going to make attacks against Moonshine here. Mm. One makes 2 attacks. That is a nat 1 and a nat 7.
Yeah!
Misses.
They go.
Next one hits on both attacks. I'm so sorry. 18 damage on the one attack. 20 damage on the second attack. And then the other one makes 2 attacks.
I thought they all already went.
No. That's her one of her legendary actions. She can command the people around her. The last one misses on both of their attacks. Ulfgar is going to use a legendary action to turn to Moonshine and go, get some revenge.
Sweet. Okay, I'm going to go. Who's hurt?
There's one that Ulfgar just hurt super bad.
Okay.
I'm hurt.
No, this is a reaction.
I know.
I think I can heal.
Yeah, you can.
I know, I'm joking.
Right? Can
yeah.
I?
Yeah, you can.
No, okay, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go for the one who Ulfgar hurt.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
I fucking got a nat one.
Yikes. Okay, you miss big time. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor is gonna like running forward. I feel so outclassed right now. Misses on the first attack against the hurt angel. Nat 20.
Yeah! Yes!
Balnor, you're in a class all your own.
Do it for Bobby, Balnor.
Why'd you have to bring that up, man?
Fight sad.
That is 15 damage.
I'm a paper cut your card.
That angel is looking extremely hurt, but is still alive. Okay, at the end of Balnor's turn, Thiala is going to take an attack on Moonshine. That is a 24 to hit.
Sheesh.
40 damage to Moonshine.
I'm down.
Moonshine goes down.
Okay.
End of Balnor's turn in the same legendary action. Turns to you, Hardwon.
They're down. Doesn't that make you pissed, dude?
yeah.
Fucking kill somebody for me, man.
Slap my ass.
We're in trouble.
Slap my ass off.
Slaps your ass.
Dude, I'm nervous. Keep them up. Keep the walls up.
Walls up. High thick. Building walls a ceiling up. Now, baby.
Walls up.
I'm attacking an angel. Do I still roll with disadvantage?
You do.
Then I do not hit it.
You miss. That is your turn, though.
Okay.
You got one angel on death's door, 2 looking pretty healthy.
Both me and Bev have healing potions on us.
Yeah.
Right. I guess I'm trying to figure out if I should use my action and my action surge to heal both of you guys.
You should try and get a whack in, I think.
Or a whack and action surge heal
there
one
is
of you
the hurt. There is the hurt angel.
Try and take out an angel.
Because if we could be down to 2 angels, then we won't stop going down so much.
With disadvantage, I might just miss all 3 times again.
It's fine, because he's pretty hurt already, right? Ulfgar did 41 damage.
Yeah. So I have my daddies,
Balnor hurt him, too. You do have your dwarf daddies. They will have to... They should have had to roll already. You know what? I'll go ahead. They have resistance to radiant damage, but
nice.
They've had 2 turns so far, so I'll roll for them twice.
Hey, thank you.
They do have advantage on saving throws because of the divine aura. They all pass, so they'll take 1/2 damage on the first one. So go ahead and roll for their first turn.
19.
Damn. Okay, so they take 1/2 of that, so that's 9. So Hardwon, you do finish off this
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yes. Another wing for the bucket.
The dwarven daddies.
Punt them down to the buffalo wild wings.
I drown him in a vat full of blue cheese.
It's game night, people.
You still have your action.
Okay, I'm going to use... So one of those guys is dead.
Yep.
I'm going to swing my hammer at one of the unhurt guys.
Cool.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 does hit.
Yes.
Nice work.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
16 damage to that guy.
Ulfgar just furiously smacking your ass.
Okay, that's enough, actually.
What, dude? What?
You're very strong.
All right, I'm sorry.
Another dad for the squad.
It's another 19 to hit.
That hits.
Now the dice are rolling. It's 23 damage.
Sweet. Looking extremely hurt.
All right, I'm going to hit that extremely hurt guy again.
Okay.
That's only 15.
Misses.
Okay, I'm going to use my action surge to flip one of them off. Do an unnecessary barrel roll.
How dare you?
And I have, another healing potion. Greater healing potion.
Sweet, that's 4d4 plus 4.
And I will pour that down Bev's gullet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want, you have to, I mean, well,
I can touch hands her.
Okay, cool. Right.
End of your turn, Ulfgar will look at you again and go, good job. Do you want another crack?
Yeah.
God, yes. I really, really do.
Yes. Oh, Ulfgar, it's so nice to fight with you.
I like to motivate people.
Help me succeed in front of my hero.
Yeah.
Let's crack these eggs.
God damn, it hurts to not be able to crit. But I rolled with disadvantage. It's still a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
But I crit on one. Okay, Ulfgar, if the goddess didn't put me at a disadvantage here, I would have fucking crit. I just want you to know
I
that.
Believe you. Yeah, totally, man.
21 damage.
Hard one, finish this other angel.
Yes! Oh, we down to knows it. No angel.
You're down to one.
Nice work.
I fully swing my hammer through his head, and when I come around, I ask Ulfgar to autograph it. Both the hammer and the head.
Of course, it's always nice to meet a fan.
That is back around to the top of the order. That is Theala's turn. She only has one angel with her down on this podium. Ulfgar's still looking very healthy. You guys look beat up, but you're pretty resilient. You keep popping back up. And she looks at you guys with disgust. And she goes, you keep fighting me at every turn. We would be stronger as a united Bahumia.
Yeah, totally we'd only agree. Be united if you sought us out as allies.
Yeah,
I do.
No, you that is why I came here. Subjects.
You don't want allies. You just want power. You want power that isn't yours to use for reasons beyond your control.
You don't want to be a god. You want to be the god, huh? That what's going on?
I am the only god that will protect Bahumia. If you insist on uniting against me, then I will just have to separate you. You see... emerging from the shadows in the cave. There's all this like chaos, but amongst it, one cool, calm figure in a purple robe walks out into the middle of this coliseum. And you see Theala goes, that little trick you pulled back in the Feywild, sending Alanis to distract me? Well, it worked in the short term, but I got my hands on her and she's my weapon now. You see Alanis lifts her head up. She's got a white circlet around her head, and it's pulsating energy through her. Her eyes look glazed. And you guys remember having seen some of the possible futures that Alanis was showing you guys. One of them was Theala essentially being able to brainwash her with some kind of technology and control her. And that appears to be what's going on here. And you see Theala goes... Alanis, my friend, do us a favor and give us a little push. And you see Ulfgar looks out at Alanis, just super heartbroken. He goes, Alanis, what are you doing? And he's not like the smartest guy, so he just completely does not see like the glazed eyes or anything. You see Alanis holds her hands up, and there is a horrible burst of psychic energy as the walls of the Astral Keep explode out, leaving flying rocks and debris in its wake. You see Mima, Lucanus, Jaina Bronzebeard, all of the people up in the boxes get blown away in just a torrent of rocks and space. Moonshine!
Mima!
She flies off. You guys see that the current box you guys are on with Theala stays intact. There is a white glow to it, like Theala herself is protecting it. But while it stays together, it is not immune to the psychic waves and begins rocketing out of the exploding keep out into space. Would you guys like to stay on the platform or hop off?
I am down. I am down. I'm sorry, I've been talking, but it's just because it's hard not to be involved.
Okay.
So I am down.
Okay, so I'll say,
make that decision.
Yeah, so you're not unconscious. You're just like down. You guys can decide to stay, and I'll say you can hang on to Moonshine if you want.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to Moonshine.
It's now or never.
You guys are staying on the platform?
We have to trust Mima that she'll be okay.
I mean, yeah, I can't do anything about it. I'm down, so...
Can I, like, while this is happening, like, touch Anzer and stabilize her?
No. Okay. This, we're still in initiative order.
Right, cool.
Okay. I'm going to say Ulfgar is going to do... What is Ulfgar going to do?
Be cool, man. I went through a bad breakup, too.
I'm going to say Ulfgar sees Alanis in distress. He is going to go ahead and do, I guess, like a con save to keep his cool and to stay chill.
Can I give him a little pep talk to give him advantage?
Yeah, if you want to give him advantage.
All right, I give him a really rough shoulder massage. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This is Theala's fault, bud.
He gets a 21. I mean, he goes, nice. You're right. The way to help her is to stop Theala.
Yep. Stay angry, but stay smart.
Focus that rage.
And you guys are blown out of the Astral Keep. You see that this thing is coming apart. There's just all of this debris. You guys are flung out into space on this flying platform with Theala. That was essentially Alanis acting at the top of the order. So now that is Theala proper's turn. Cool. Theala is going to take some cracks down at... she knows Bev is hurt, so she's going to take some cracks down at him.
Oh, Pelor, please.
That is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
It's very hard for her not to hit.
Yep.
39 damage.
Bev's down again.
Bev goes down, takes a second attack against Hard One. That is a 22 to hit.
That hits.
35 damage against Hard One. Takes third attack. 29 to hit Hard One. That is 42 damage against Hard One.
Okay.
That is Moonshine's turn. Go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
I fail.
That is one fail. That is end of Moonshine's turn. Ulfgar is going to jump forward and take a legendary action to take a swing. Unfortunately, he would yell to you, Hard One, but you're out of reactions.
Do your thing, man.
He takes a swing with disadvantage. Ulfgar looks rattled.
How could you overpower her? It's impossible. She's the strongest person I know.
My heart's
this
breaking.
Is just full Dragon Ball Z. Just
impossible.
I've told you, I have ascended to godhood. That's Bev's turn. Go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
Okay, come on. Give me that 20. Three.
That is a fail.
Curse you.
Ulfgar's turn. Ulfgar is going to take three cracks at Theala. Jesus, those are bad rolls, and with disadvantage, misses on every single attack. That is the one remaining Angel's turn, who's going to take cracks at Hard One. That is a hit on the first attack.
Oh, you're still here.
Yes, I am the only one strong enough to remain. My faith is strong.
I'd really just jump off the block if I were you,
bud. My faith is strong. That is 21 damage on the first attack, Hard One.
That's cute.
Hits on the second attack.
Adorable, really.
That is 19 damage on the second attack. End of the Angel's turn. She is going to take a legendary action to attack you, Hard One. Shout out to the two crew. She misses. First time for everything, baby.
Speaking of two crew, you do go number two, so you're not a goddess.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to... anybody have potions on them?
I have a potion on me.
Did you use mine, or did you have a...
I had one.
Oh, great, cool.
I have
still
a potion
got one
of
too.
Greater healing on me.
Okay, sweet. Balnor's going to go over, pour a potion into Moonshine's mouth.
Yes.
As you pop back up, Ulfgar is going to look at you and go like, all right, you're back in the game. Take a crack.
Okay.
Thank you, Ulfgar.
Do it.
Our true dwarven daddy.
Does a 24 hit.
24 does hit. Are you going Angel or Theala?
I'm going, I think I'm going angel.
Yeah. Okay.
And I no longer have my other buffs, so okay. I'm down to just three dice. 18.
18, sweet. You messed this angel right up. This angel was not at full health, and she has not healed him. End of Balnor's turn. She is going to take another legendary action and crack it hard one. That is a 23 to hit. That is 39 damage to hard one.
I'm looking fucked up now, too.
Oh. That is hard one's turn.
Okay. Via rapport spores, I'd like to ask Moonshine, should I attack or go get Bev's healing thing?
First off, you should definitely either second wind or look at Bev's amulet.
Yes.
Yeah.
How fucked up is this angel looking?
Looking kind of messed up. It would take like a hit or two.
I think you should bring up Bev.
Bring up Bev?
I'm sort of wondering that.
I think that's a good idea.
But definitely heal yourself up.
Got it.
You guys, while you guys are talking in rapport spores, you suddenly hear a voice in your heads go, "Jump off, fly away. I can help you."
I trust nothing. Who the hell could that be?
Do I hear it, even though I'm down?
Can I, no, if you're
can
down,
I do
you
like an insight to see what it means to me?
Sure.
Woo! That's going to be a 23.
You can't really make heads or tails of it. It sounds like somebody friendly trying to help.
I got a one. What do I think?
You think it is somebody friendly trying to help.
Cool. I appreciate whoever gave me these gift dice in Crittsburg, but they're fucking me up.
How dare you?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to cartwheel round off back handspring and put a potion in Bev's mouth.
Unnecessary.
I found it to be absolutely necessary.
Sweet.
Hard one, how'd you get here so quickly?
I need to look at your amulet. It's an emergency.
Okay, yeah.
I'll look at Bev's amulet as well.
So that's another greater healing?
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's 4d4 plus 4.
Thanks for getting me back on the order, hard one.
Just do something with it.
Let's see here. She is going to... I think she's just got to keep people down. I'm sorry to keep cracking at the same people, but she'll take a crack at, I guess, Bev first.
Understand.
That's 30 to hit.
That will hit.
I looked up to you.
And we can still work together. That is 34 damage.
You think anyone's coming back from this? What sort of a managerial tactic is this? You will only ever court enemies with this kind of behavior.
I don't care if you're my enemy. As long as you also hate Ilsed, we can all work together. She takes another swing at Beth.
I'm already down.
She takes a swing at Moonshine then. That's 23 to hit.
Does hit. I'm going to go down.
That is 41 damage to Moonshine.
Oh.
I'm down again.
Third attack goes after hard one. It's a fucking 31 to hit. 35 damage to hard one. At the end of her turn, Ulfgar goes,
"Stay positive, man. Take an attack, brother."
All right.
Yeah. Smack you on the butt.
Yes. You're going to have to smack it a lot harder than that to get me amped up.
I'm trying my best.
My walls are high and they're thick, but they are not thick enough to not feel the pain.
you hear the voice again in your head, hard one. Jump off. I'll help.
Who
just
are you?
Kick my body off.
Who the hell is this?
Just fucking kick my body off. I literally can't do a single action.
Is it my turn, or I just have a reaction?
You just have a reaction, make an attack.
I can attack?
With disadvantage, yeah.
Of course.
On the angel.
All right, I'll attack.
Or Theala.
No, I'll attack the angel.
Okay.
And, I'm going to send you to the great big...
grease fryer?
KFC in the sky. 20?
20 hits.
Yeah.
Hard one, you got this.
21 damage.
Sweet, this thing is looking messed up.
Keep plucking.
That is Moonshine's turn. Moonshine, go ahead and give me a death save.
Nat 20!
Yes!
Moonshine. I pop back up with one hit point! Yes, bitch! Do I get to do an action?
It is at the beginning of your turn, yes.
Oh, fuck yeah! Yes! Fuck yes! Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking
Excuse
bird
you.
Woman!
Excuse you.
Okay, first off, Are there any plants around?
No.
It's space.
Okay, okay. You know what?
Just relax, okay? We can all work together.
No, seriously. I actually want to fucking know this. Why, if your earnest intention in this world is that you just wanted to unite everyone so that we could fight Illset, why did you do it with such an iron grip?
Because you wouldn't work with me otherwise.
You didn't even try the other way. You didn't even try.
You think we're so different? You don't kill your enemies? You don't fight in wars?
Of course I do. I do it to protect the peace of my people. I fight so that maybe my people won't have to.
I'm doing it on a grander scale. Once I am finished, there will finally be peace in Bohemia.
Then why when you came to the Crick? Why did you send missionaries to the Crick? Why not a missive? Why not set up some sort of council? You could talk with people rationally. Why start so aggressively? And it was such demanding fealty rather than earning loyalty.
Illset is working quickly. I need to work quickly as well.
Yeah, you can be quick with kindness too. I grab Bev and I jump off. You're down, right?
Holy yeah, I'm down.
Fucking shit.
Hell yeah.
Jesus, that was rad. As you jump off, she goes, no! And reaches out and you see Ulfgar grabs her and like stops her from going after you guys.
I'm so mad at her. I thought she just was power hungry, but now she's just more fucking complicated and I'm so pissed off.
She's a fucking bureaucrat is what she is.
Moonshine, you fucking hop off with Bev. There are psychic winds everywhere. You're essentially like in an ocean in the middle of a storm, cradling Bev as you guys fly off. I'll let you, you're just jumping off Bev, so that's just your movement. If you want to revive Bev or heal yourself, you may do that as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. Are we still within 60 feet of Hard One?
As you jump off, you can do something to Hard One too. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do a mass cure wounds on me, Bev, Hard One, and Balnor if he needs it.
Yeah, that was fucking rad.
Very cool.
Hell yeah.
I got chills from Jesus.
So everyone gets 23.
Nice. Nice. Hell yeah, thank you.
Moonshine pops Bev back up, gives everybody 23 HP, and hops off.
God.
Hey, Bev.
Hey,
sorry, just trust me on this one. There's a voice speaking in my head, and I know that we shouldn't trust strange voices. I know that they tend to seduce, but I don't know. It just seemed better than working with Theala. Also, Theala is super complicated, and I just wanted to get out of that situation.
Yeah, that's the way of it. Are we falling?
Oh, yeah. Hi, we're falling.
Okay.
You guys are in just crazy psychic winds, this crazy storm. That is Bev's turn, but I'm going to catch up with you guys after we get out of combat. Unless Bev wants to do anything... do the combat thing or heal yourself, you can do that.
What are you at?
I'm at 24.
I'm going to touch hands Moonshine for 40.
Okay.
Sweet.
And yes. I guess maybe I'll go ahead and look at my amulet while we're falling.
Great. Yeah, that's great. Good. Okay, that's good.
That is Ulfgar's turn. On Ulfgar's turn, he is going to take 3 cracks at this injured angel. He has disadvantage, but he adds a lot to attack, so he's still going to hit. You see he finishes off this last angel. It's just Ulfgar and Theala up there. Ulfgar turns to you, Hard One, and goes, I don't know if I can finish her off here, but I can hold her off long enough and then just jump off into space. Get the fuck out of here, man. Pats you on the butt.
Okay.
That is actually Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to, I'll say he'll hop on Hard One's back. So you guys will kind of share roles as you guys try to navigate this fucking psychic wind. Hard One, that is your turn.
So I'm going through the wind, or have I not jumped off yet?
You've not jumped off yet. And Theala looks at you and she goes, I would have blessed you. I would have blessed your weapons. We could have gone into hell and killed Illset together.
Hey, I can't say any of this stuff as eloquently as my friend Moonshine did, but... I'll just say ditto and fuck you, you're a loser.
Ulfgar laughs. He goes like, oh, yeah, that's right. Shut up.
And I cannonball with Balnor off.
Sweet. Balnor and Hard One jump off the platform. You guys are floating in space. Astral Keep is completely destroyed. You guys are way far away from it. You don't see Lucanus. You don't see Meemaw. You don't see anyone. They're just tiny specks as everybody flies off.
I'm doing perception checks for Meemaw.
So you guys are going to need to do intelligence checks just to not like get thrown into some random fucking portal or something. So here is what is going to happen now as you guys are caught in these insane psychic winds. What has essentially happened is you guys have been like thrown
thrown off a boat in the middle of a terrible storm. Another name for the astral plane is the astral sea. So all around you is just an
faces,
enemy, essentially. Yeah. So you guys see, as you fly off into this psychic storm, you do see Ulfgar and Thiala going at it. Just explosions of god energy as you see everyone disappear like tiny ants in the wind. You guys are immediately separated as you jump off the platform because of the psychic winds, and they're just being like a brief couple seconds between you guys jumping off and Moonshine and Beverly jumping off. So Hard One and Balnor are attached. Balnor is on Hard One's back, so Hard One will make the checks, and Balnor will go wherever Hard One goes. Moonshine was holding Beverly. Do you guys want to separate and make your own checks, or do you want to stick together and make one check?
How about I cast Guidance on myself?
Yeah.
And then I do a check for both of us.
Okay.
So then I'll have plus four plus a d4.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
I add my proficiency.
Everybody's going to need to make four intelligence saving throws, and that will determine kind of how much you can navigate. Moonshine, if you're going to take a moment to cast a spell, that's going to give you disadvantage on the first check. So that is up to you.
Do you want to make individual intelligence checks?
Could I cast a spell and have her do the check?
You can if you're like hanging on to Moonshine. Yeah.
Okay, let me do that. I'm going to cast Bless on Moonshine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Bev clings to Moonshine and casts Bless on her, so she gets a d4.
Yep.
Moonshine, go ahead and make your first intelligence saving throw.
19.
19, that passes. Give me another
one. Ooh, yeah.
23.
Jesus, you pass the second one. Come and give me a third one.
29.
Jesus, you pass the third one. Moonshine, fourth one.
I did get a nat one.
Okay.
Do you want me to add up the stuff?
Oh, nat one. Okay. That's going to be an auto fail on this, but that's okay. So you failed one out of four.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thank you for that blessing.
Just like mudboarding.
Ooh, sky surfing.
So Moonshine, as you're in open space without like hopping on or hiding behind any debris or asteroids or anything, you are just getting flung around. By passing these saving throws, you're able to direct yourself at something solid so you can stop and not just be flung into the abyss, essentially. So with saving 3 out of 4, you're gonna have 3 choices out of the possible 4 directions you could have gone. Go ahead and roll me a d4, and that will be the one that you can't pick.
2.
2, okay. So, Moonshine, you see 3 different areas that you can go to.
Okay.
You see an astral pool of rippling ruby energy. It looks to be some kind of planar gate. You see the asteroid debris around the color portal is spinning like a whirlpool. That's one. You see another solid object floating through the air. This is an enclosed battleship. There's no open deck, with sails that look like insect wings and do not appear to be made out of solid material. It looks like there's some kind of energy. There's also a battering ram out of the front of the bow that looks quite menacing. You also see a ghostly white husk floating through space. You can see through it, but it does appear to have some kind of substance to it. You can see bits of cosmic debris sticking to it. It looks like a giant humanoid, like the husk of some dead monster or something like that. It's about 16 feet tall, and it's cracked like a husk or a shell.
Bev, what are you feeling? I love you, by the way. This is a really scary situation. What are you feeling?
I'm glad we're here together. Well, the portal seems like it's going to take us somewhere else, which would be safe, but it would separate us. The battleship seems like it could be good because we could use that. This husk seems like a real toss-up. It could be good or bad.
The ship looks like it has people, something in it.
Yes, we would have to sort of diplomatically work with these people. The portal could just send us to hell, but perhaps anywhere is better than where we are now. And then the husk, again.
Real toss-up.
Real fucking toss-up.
Can I do an insight check on the husk?
Yeah, go for it. Insider perception checks as you guys float forward.
Shout out to the 2 crew.
I got a 14.
Yeah.
14? Moonshine, you can at the very least see the husk is pretty much see-through. You see that there could be like a thing or two lying in wait there, but like a huge army couldn't hide there. Like it's mostly see-through.
Fucking thing ever.
When the plant goes bust, go for the husk.
We're going for the husk.
You guys fly off towards the husk.
This is so fucking stupid. A dope ass portal, a dope ass battleship, and we go for the husk.
Too many variables. Go for the husk. Hard one. Go ahead and give me 4 intelligence saving throws.
Balnor. cast Bless on me quickly.
Ah, we're so screwed, dude.
No.
Well, it's I subtract one from intelligence, so that's a 13.
A 13.
Okay. It was above 10.
A 13 passes.
Okay.
That is the DC.
Well, 3's not going to do it.
Okay, 3 doesn't do it.
Neither does an 8.
Ooh, okay, that's 2 fails.
18.
18 passes.
Okay, 2 passes, 2 passes.
So go ahead and roll a d4 twice, and these are the choices that you have.
1. 2.
Okay, so 3 and 4 will be the same as us.
He cannot get to where you guys are.
Oh, no!
Hard one.
Balnor, do you see anything?
And Balnor.
A husk?
I don't see any kind of husk.
Anything at all.
A husk? I don't see a husk.
God damn it. I think I see your shit floating over there, Balnor.
Let's grab the brown.
No, it's just some rocks. Hard one. You see, with the 2 saves, an astral pool of rippling ruby energy, the planar gate, the red one. And you also see something that they did not see.
Oh.
You see a giant floating cave on an asteroid. It looks a bit like the astral keep, but cruder. Like, it doesn't look like a castle or anything. It looks like a cave. And you hear a voice coming from the cave, the same one you've been hearing in your head, go, "You're so close. Come to me."
I really didn't want this to be the choice, but... hell, we listened to you this far. I'll go towards the voice.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Hard one. You and Balnor fly up to this giant floating cave. It almost looks like a mollusk shell. It's big and rounded at the top, then extends down to an opening at the bottom. And you are at the mouth of it. It is very dark inside. And you hear the voice go, "Hurry and bring your friends. There's not much time."
Okay, Balnor, we're here. You can let go of me. Do you see Moonshine and Bev?
He looks out into infinite space.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
let's cut over to Bev and Moonshine. So you guys land on this husk, this ghostly white shell floating through space. As you guys land on it, go ahead and give me a perception check as you get close.
I want to know everything about this husk. I got to be honest.
Ugh, it's a four.
19.
Goodness. 19. Moonshine, this looks like a giant goblin husk.
A giant goblin
yeah,
husk?
Yeah, like a giant spectral
a
goblin.
Jelly. Oh, it's a spectral goblin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it's.
What does
it
feel
dead.
Like to be on it?
What's
the texture like? Is it like a ball pit, like a foam ball pit?
No, it
a
is.
Trampoline?
It's.
What strange choices he has. Multiple choice.
It's a weird way to describe it, but it's a little like crispy.
Is it like when a crab sheds its skin or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, exactly. So you guys also see
a chitinous exoskeleton.
Wow.
You guys see a strange humanoid woman in a silver robe, looking extremely beat up and bound in dimensional shackles.
Oh.
She has light green skin with some darker green discolorations that almost look like tattoos. She is bald with black eyes, and her nose is slitted like a pig's.
Oh, my.
You see, her mouth is not covered. You see, she's just like on the ground, and she goes, "Mortals, what brings you to the astral plane?"
Well, we were here for a
sort
meeting.
Of a cosmic battle.
Yeah.
Well, meeting turned cosmic battle.
You were at
battle.
The astral keep.
Yeah.
Yes, you saw it. Who are you? What has been done to you?
Well, my friends kind of beat the shit out of me.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry.
Are you... should we free her?
I'm going to go ahead and cast Zone of Truth if she's willing.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
You cast Zone of Truth on her, and she goes...
I'm so sorry to cast for us to be casting spells.
No, you're right to be wary. There are many dangers.
It's true.
In the astral plane.
Yeah.
It almost seems as tricky as the Feywild itself.
Mm.
Don't pick the sunflowers.
Indeed.
I don't see any, but okay.
Who are you? Tell us your story, please.
My name is Salus. I am from an ancient race called the Gith, who resides on the astral plane. There are two groups of us, the Gizari and the Githyanki. I am Gizari. We seek the knowledge of the multiverse. The Githyanki seek to plunder its riches, and we have been at war for a long time. We have a greater enemy, however, the Mind Flayers, who seek to consume our knowledge. My order of Gizari decided to work with the Githyanki on a coordinated attack against the Mind Flayer's Elder Brain, but I refused, so everyone just kind of beat the shit out of me and left me here.
So everyone was trying to get you to work with your enemy against a common enemy?
That would be correct.
I mean, holy fucking shit. I gotta tell you, I was just in that situation.
Yeah,
and
flipping.
I started to feel real conflicted about it.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
It is difficult. I decided not to compromise my values. I don't know if it was the right choice, but they did beat me with reeds and leave me on this husk, so...
Well,
I don't know, maybe I was right.
It's hard to laugh.
Don't... It's fine, it's hilarious, honestly.
We got beaten with swords, which is arguably worse, but, you know,
by
we're both...
By Theala.
Yeah.
You know Theala.
To godhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dude, what do you think of her?
You see...
Zone of Truth, you can't lie.
Yeah, she thinks about it. She thinks about it for a long time. And she goes, as a thought experiment... I am always interested when a mortal can ascend to godhood, but I worry about the balance of the universe. I believe keeping the gods at a distance is safer for everyone involved.
What about Melora? She wanders around amongst mortals.
Melora is also a mortal who ascended to godhood.
Moonshine, what? Did you know that?
I don't think I knew that.
Wow, it's good to have an example of how to do it right, though.
Did she do it right? Is she just at the all?
She killed this very god. Gestures down to the goblin husk.
Melora killed this god?
Bargravik, god of the goblins.
Melora killed this god?
Melora and many other Aladrin, yes.
For what purpose?
It was an evil goblin god that was bringing terror to the Feywild.
Damn. Okay. I want to fast track this because I'm kind of putting a lot of thoughts on my thought back burner right now. If we try to release you from these dimensional shackles, which honestly they look clever, so I don't know if we'll be able to. Will you attack us, or will you try to trick us in some way?
Unless you plan on hurting me or my people or disturbing the balance of the astral plane, I see no reason. Why are you laughing at me? Is there something about the way I talk?
Yeah, you've just got an affectation that's somewhat ticklish.
Yeah, your snout kind of wiggles when you talk. It's fun.
It's not a snout. It's just a nose.
Your nostrils kind of flare.
Right.
All right, rapport spores. Bev.
Yeah.
Should we free her?
Let's ask a couple more questions.
Okay, yeah.
So, Silas, if we free you, do you have any means of helping us find our friends or just traversing space at all? I think we could work together, at least for this short stint.
I could certainly help you find your friends, and I have the answers to great many mysteries universe.
Is this husk kind of like a ship that we could use, or is it more of just like a thing that's floating in space?
Yeah. This is more of a thing that's floating in space.
Okay.
Could she teach me how to read?
Yes, that might take a moment.
Okay.
We gotta get back to our friends.
Okay, show me them shackles. We wanna set you free.
She holds her arms out.
Okay. Does it look like someone we can just attack off of her?
Yeah.
All right, let's hack at him.
Yep.
Does a 20 hit?
20 hits, yeah. I'll say you guys are out of combat. You just take some time.
Okay,
You start, you break apart her shackles.
Okay. You are free. And we won't hit you with reeds.
Thank you. I hate reeds.
Reeds are for playing beautiful songs, not hitting.
Absolutely.
There's a member of the Githyanki named Reed who loves to use a reed, and it's super annoying.
We will make sure that they are punished accordingly.
Okay, well...
Who is the one that I'm looking for?
That's what I was going to say. Now that we've helped you, perhaps you can help us. We're looking for someone named Harwan Surefoot.
You see, she goes into meditation.
There might be two versions of him in the sort of multiverse. One is a half-elf, one is a human. We're looking for the half-elf.
Interesting. A reincarnation spell. But it's just the one. I'm just getting one ping.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. I don't know how space-time works.
Okay, so remember how I was saying that the Githyanki and the Gizarai are, working together on a raid of the Mind Flayer's Elder Brain?
You did mention that.
Yes. Your friend is at the cave of the Elder Brain. And that is bad.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to agree with you on that. Can you get us there?
We're going to cut over to Hardwon. Hardwon, you do not know what's going on. It has been a couple minutes of these two guys talking. Hardwon, you hear the voice go... Come on, what are you waiting for?
I'll be there in a minute. Christ, what's with the rush? Do you want my friends to come or not?
I do.
Okay, I'm just...
Come in here and I can help you get them here.
No. I feel like this is... It's good to be visible. One moment. One moment. I don't know what the rush is.
After like a beat of like waiting outside this cave, not being sure what to do, there's almost like a sandstorm of like asteroid debris out in the astral plane. You can't see what's going on. You're kind of just waiting, hoping they're scrying on you or figuring it out. This voice keeps talking in your head. And you see after a little bit, two like Call of Cthulhu type monsters come out wearing black robes and they go,
come inside to meet the Elder Brain.
Is that who is talking to me?
Yes.
Hi, all right. What are your names, little buggers?
I'm not a little bugger. My name is Bugger. I'm a big bugger.
You're a big bugger.
Yeah.
That's my man.
All right, follow me in.
One second. Yeah. I'm trying to flag down my friends. I think I see them just around the bend. So we're just going to... Hang back one beat. Why don't you go ahead and tell the Elder Brain that we'll be right in five. Can you do that, big bugger?
You see, the one mind flayer looks at the other one and then looks back at you and goes,
you're coming with us now.
Oh no. Here, I don't respond well to threats.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh! I'm glad I gave you a little cure wounds before I left.
Yeah.
18.
Hard One, that is your turn. You're first.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're really not going to fuck with Hard One and Balnor the Brave.
That's right.
I'm going to swing my hammer at Big Bugger.
Yes.
We could have been friends in another life. 19?
19 hits.
13 damage.
Nice.
And I'll take the next two attacks at
Sweet.
Once. Shout out to the two crew and the three Kree.
Yeah, what does a three Kree get you? Because they don't have great armor.
That gets me 14.
14 does not do it. Cool. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor's going to charge forward at the same one. Makes two attacks. Fucking crits.
That's what's up, boy. We're not going in your weird cave.
Yes. Come into our weird cave.
We're going to do it on our own time.
That is their turn. They are going to go ahead and make tentacle attacks on Balnor. You see tentacles extend out from their face.
Jeez,
it looks really bad.
Notice you had
what,
those.
It's not weird.
No one said it was weird.
No, it's cool, man.
Oh, you're so sensitive. We can relate on that.
First one hits Balnor and does 14 damage to him. Tentacle wraps around him. Balnor is stunned. You see Balnor's eyes go like white, and he's just stuck there.
Buddy, Balnor, bud.
The second one is going
back.
To go ahead and do a tentacle attack on you. That's only 16 to hit. Misses. Cool. That is back around to you, Hard One.
All right, look, we can either fight or you guys can wait 10 minutes.
We're dragging you to the Elder Brain.
How long
have you our brain, mommy.
Been sitting on this
you
rock?
You should have listened to our brain, mommy.
The 10 minutes makes this big of a difference. Christ, I'm going to attack the one that's...
I thought you said 5 minutes. See, you give them five, they take 10.
I'll attack the one that has its tentacle around Balnor.
Sweet.
27 to hit.
Super hits.
Nice.
Smack 20 these. Damage.
Yo, looking pretty hurt.
Great, I'll attack him again. 16 to hit.
Super hits.
14 damage, 15 damage.
Looking very hurt.
Okay, I'll take my final attack. 23 to hit.
Super hits.
23 damage.
Hard One, finish this mind flare.
Okay. Sick. I wish I knew how to write, but I'll... I'll take the tip of my throwing axe and carve Mo into his forehead and hurl him into space.
Yes.
Flies off into space. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor recovers. He's going to
look alive,
two attacks.
Old friend.
Misses on the first one, hits on the second one, does a big 9 damage. That is this Mind Flayer's turn. Mind Flayer is going to do a tentacle attack on you. Shout out to the two crew. Misses, that's your turn.
Hell yeah. Go join
Are you sure you don't want to talk to our brain mommy? Because she's really cool.
I'm going to talk to your brain mommy. Yeah. I'm just going to do it on my own time.
Yeah, you said your own time.
What a waste.
You said 5 minutes.
What
you said
a waste
5 minutes,
life.
And now you're saying 10.
It's
and now you're saying your own time.
I said 5. I said 10. I'll do it when I'm ready.
You're just standing outside our cave. You're just like going up to somebody's front lawn.
Your
just,
desperation and, makes and, me not want to go, is the thing.
No, it's cool. It's fun.
Can I just grab
We're
him?
We're not weird.
I'm going to try to throw him into
Everything's
space.
Normal.
Yeah, go ahead and make a grapple check.
It's only a 10.
He escapes your grasp.
Slimy little fuck. Can I try it again?
That's a shove attack, so you can just make another attack. You do know that everybody can fly here, kind of. Although, there are like there's like a psychic storm, essentially, so they might get flung away.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah. Sweet, go ahead and make another shove attack.
That's a 19.
19 will do it. You shove this Mind Flayer. I'll have it do an intelligence saving throw to not get flung away. it does get... it has a +7. I'll say it's DC 15. So it's got to get 8 or higher.
Okay.
It's a 12.
Damn it.
Flies right back. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor makes 2 cracks at it. Misses on the first one. Hits on the second one. Does a big 6 damage. That is Mind Flayer's turn. Mind Flayer tries to grab you with a tentacle.
Oh, you have no patience.
Misses. That's your turn again.
All right. We'll try to hit him on the head with a hammer.
Sweet.
19.
Sweet.
A 17.
Yo.
And a 23. Those all hit, right?
All 3 hit.
Yeah.
48 damage.
Whew. This thing is on death's door. That is Balnor's turn.
Finish him, Balnor.
Balnor crits.
Yeah!
You see Balnor goes up. You guys are weird, and we don't want to meet your mom. And he slices its tentacles off and then kicks it off into space.
Patience is a virtue.
And then you hear the voice in your head again go, you don't want to meet your brain mommy?
I totally do. You're gonna
make your brain mommy wait.
You creeped us out by sending your weird little minions up here.
They are weird, aren't they?
It's a strange way to be received.
I mean, we're not weird. We're not weird. Nothing is weird.
I'm getting bad vibes, honestly.
Really? Telling what is creeping you out? Come in the dark cave.
All right, well, I'll be right there.
Come in the dark cave.
I'll be right there. I've already said this.
If we're setting it for 5 minutes, it's going to be five minutes.
Set a timer for 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm setting it.
I pressed the Siri button on my speaking stone.
Okay, so Moonshine and Bev, you get a ping on where Hardwin and Balnor are.
How quick can you get us there?
I have the ability to cast teleport, but I cannot teleport us back. So we'd need to essentially go get them and then figure it out.
That's okay. I'm willing to figure it out. Okay, teleport us, and while we go, I just have one more question.
Yes.
Can you get a ping on someone named Meemaw?
You have Scry. You're Scry.
Oh, yeah.
Scry size.
Oh, can I Scry on Meemaw?
Yeah.
While we teleport?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
dope.
Okay,
sweet.
I Scry.
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 Scry. Scry. Scry.
Scry.
Scry.
Scry. Okay.
Starspawn. Scry.
So you see, go ahead and give me an insight check.
Eight.
Okay. You see, Meemaw is flying through space amongst all of this debris and everything, but she has grabbed on to like an asteroid. And there are no angels around her. She looks safe.
Thank Melora. Although maybe Melora's bad. So thank Meemaw. Okay, let's teleport, baby.
Okay,
sweet.
Can we bring the husk?
Can we bring the husk, please?
Come on, let's bring the husk.
I just want to show Hardwin the husk.
Really big. Do you really want to?
I know that it was your prison cell, but.
All right, we can bring the husk.
High five.
Yeah. I high five the husk.
Hardwin, you see, Moonshine Beverly show up with an alien woman on a giant dead goblin.
My God, what a husk. Balnor, ain't she a beaut? You ever seen anything?
Wow, I've never seen a husk like that.
Like this? Oh my God.
Yeah, this is where the Elder Brain lives. We should leave.
Oh, yeah, there's a voice trying to get us to go into a cave.
She's being really particular about the times.
She's obsessed with the times. She keeps on calling herself the Brain Mommy.
Oh, yes, she's weird like that.
I got a spell that can get us all out of here.
Oh, great.
But I don't even know where to go. I don't even know what is safe and what is not.
Tell you what, this cave does not feel safe.
You don't want to be here?
Anywhere is better than here, sister.
I can cast a 6th level wind walk. You and up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range assume a gaseous form for the duration, which is 8 hours, appearing as wisps of cloud. While in cloud form, we have a flying speed of 300 feet.
Wow.
So we can essentially just fly super far somewhere else.
Sweet.
I don't know where else to go.
Can we take the husk?
Yeah, I think
we gotta take the husk.
We gotta take the husk.
I'm not going anywhere without this husk.
Sweet. With Windwalk, you guys all take a gaseous form. You're no longer flung by the crazy disturbance in the astral plane, and you're able to get far, far away from the Elder Brain as you just hear the voice getting quieter, quieter in your head. It's been 5 minutes. It's been 6 minutes.
Do you guys think this is right?
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah. Do you think, because this brain essentially said it was going to help save us.
It's a creepy little savant. I want nothing to do with it.
Salas goes, oh, don't trust the Mother Brain. She's very bad.
Okay.
She tries to lure you there so that she can eat your memories.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, maybe she could selectively eat a couple.
Oh, I have a few memories that she could have.
If you like, it's a la carte, for sure. It's not really an a la carte thing. It's sort of she just eats your brain and you die.
Hardwin weighs the options.
Where are we going, Solas?
I don't know. Solas, you are maybe the only person that I can think to ask where we should go.
I trust the husk.
Okay, let's ask the husk. Husk.
Husk.
Husk. Husk. Husk. Husk. Where is safe for us to go?
I fear this god has been dead for a long time, and its divine heart has been plucked from its body.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, hate to hear that. Do we want to try and go back and rescue Ulfgar and Alanis?
Are you considering facing Theala, because she is, in fact, a real, actual god? I don't know if you think that she's just kind of saying that and is actually powerful, but
she does go number two.
Yeah.
Is an actual god with a divine heart.
Unfortunately, I think her dumps might be extremely powerful, radiant dumps.
Mm. With a divine heart.
Yeah.
Bev, go ahead and give me a history check.
Okay. It's a 15.
You have read about this term divine heart in your book about Asmodeus.
Oh, a passage comes to mind. You mean in my
in your
bestiary
book about,
of demons and archdemons? Yeah. Divine heart. You're saying that Melora ripped the divine heart out of this goblin king?
You see Salus nods.
And is that,
that is how someone kills a god and ascends to godhood.
And whose divine heart did Theala steal?
Asmodeus's.
And whose divine heart did Ilsed steal?
Ilsed does not have a divine heart. Ilsed is not a true god. Ilsed commands the nine hells by lording over the devils there. He has a powerful magic item called the Hellfire Crown, but other than that, he is not a true god.
So you're saying that Theala is just a devil wearing angel's wings?
It's not quite that simple.
But that was really fucking cool.
Yeah, that was rad.
Was
I agree
cool
that it was
yeah.
rad.
I feel like it could be right. a
Thank
song
you.
Lyric.
But I am.
I was thinking a tattoo.
Thanks like so much.
A rib cage.
Yeah, rib cage. I was exactly.
I like to be very dry and verbose, if you can believe it.
I know.
You see, she goes, a divine heart is not necessarily good or evil. To explain how gods get their power, I must first describe, and she's saying this all very slow.
Like, is this going to be a really long
It might be. I can make a visual aid if you want.
Okay. I zealots trance while this is happening.
Yes.
I'm a very visual person.
Okay. You see, she flicks her wrist, and there's an image of a glowing yellow rock that appears. And she goes, to describe how Theala achieved godhood, I'll need to explain how the universe was created in the first place. Magic is an element, just like fire or water or air or earth. There is a physical form to it, as you've seen if you've ever made spell components or anything like that. The multiverse started as a concentrated mass of magic, and there was a cosmic explosion that created the primordials, aka the gods. You see the little yellow ball that she's holding bursts into large chunks, and from them, the gods form. You see an image of Moradin taking shape as a dwarf, Kord as a mighty Viking, the Raven Queen, etc. And she continues and goes, the gods then made mortals in their image using bits from their own divine hearts. You see from the large chunks of magic that made the gods come smaller bits of dust that form the various mortals. So from Moradin's divine heart comes the dwarves, various forms of Eladrin and elves come from Arathis, Pelor makes humans and halflings. And she goes, obviously, the gods are innately more magical. They were created from essentially larger rocks of concentrated magic, while the rest of us were created by its dust. The rocks are called divine hearts. This is what gives gods their power. The only way for a human to ascend to godhood is to kill a god and to steal their heart. And that is exactly what Theala has done.
Is there a way to destroy a divine heart?
I don't know. Anyone who's had the chance to take one has just taken it for themselves. Theala pretended to destroy it in front of Alanis and Ulfgar, but mended it.
How do you know all this?
The Gith Zerai have a shared psychic connection. If one of us knows something, all of us know it.
Wow. So, like, if somebody's going to the bathroom?
Yes.
There are approximately 937 Gith Sarai taking dumps right now. 335 of them are runny.
Oh, Jesus.
No one's just taking a simple pee?
Wow.
Oh, there are 1,327 Gith Sarai taking pees right now.
What a cursed...
All of them are runny.
Beautiful knowledge. Makes sense it'd be
runny. I mean,
runny.
I would hope a pee would be runny. Otherwise, that's kind of like a UTI.
None of them are solid. That's good. That's
Let me check. No. Oh,
thank you.
All right.
No
All
solid
right.
pees.
You got some healthy tracks amongst your people.
All right. That yes. checks out.
Okay. So, y'all, I really, really, it brings me no joy to say this, but I don't think that we are strong enough to face the Allah.
Not even with this husk.
Can I do an insight check on the husk?
Sure.
To see if it has magical properties
yeah,
innate
that's a good
in
question.
It. Ooh, okay. 21.
It has magical properties. Ooh. This is a primordial being's body. If you were to bring a divine heart to it, which would be fucking really hard to get, if you like killed Pelor, you could maybe bring it back to life or
whoa,
something.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
But this was an evil god. We're not bringing this guy back.
Yeah,
correct. It was evil.
Yeah, within the context
in your eyes, but you seem.
It tried to burn the spring and summer courts.
Okay, that's pretty evil.
Flay everyone, yeah.
So maybe Melora is kind of a hero.
I think Melora is great.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
Okay, so there can be good gods.
There's many good gods.
Okay, yeah, good, great.
Yeah, Theala's given everybody a bad name, but it's really, she's like the only one that sucks.
Yeah.
There's many bad gods.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We have to kill them all.
Let's focus on Theala for now.
Okay.
Moonshine's right, though. I don't think that, as much as I hate to admit it, we don't have the strength right now, and knowing that she's not a false god, she's a god thief. I don't think that we can take her at the moment.
Okay, so can we just admitting that she's a god? That'll just be like internal dialogue, right?
Yeah.
Because I think in front of her, we got to keep the united front.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Reports board. Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh.
Right, so. I'm working on some razzes for next time. Right, but yeah. Like good. Internally, we're shaking in our boots.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Where can we get to?
Should we just try to go somewhere and rest up? Like, perhaps we could just find somewhere hospitable to kind of have some sort of a game plan?
Do you want to sleep in the husk?
Yeah.
One big husk?
One big husk.
One big husk.
One big husk. One big husk. One big husk.
You guys all go to sleep in the husk.
I only need a quick 8-hour trance.
Saying this to Solace. You guys take, as you guys are doing your rest, Moonshine only needs 4 hours to rest. You guys only need 6 hours of actual sleep, but you can have 2 hours of just kind of resting.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, as you guys are sitting around, kind of patching up your wounds after today's insane battle, you see Salas has her legs crossed, and is looking off into the distance, and she goes, "Obviously, as a member of the Gith Zerai, I much prefer the company of my own people to the Gith Yonki, but I have many ways in which I feel that I am alone."
Many ways? Well,
how so? Where do you feel out of step with your people?
My people wish to maintain the balance of the multiverse. In darkness, there is light, in light, there is darkness, and whatnot.
I can get into that. Melora's all about that harmony.
Yes.
Death and life and
walking
whatnot.
Between.
I would say my own opinions would be that we should work to close the lower planes, to close Pandemonium, to close the nine hells.
Would that bring about an imbalance that would eventually overflow?
Yeah.
Theala is a prime example that new gods will rise. New enemies will always poke their heads, but that doesn't mean that hell will ever be good.
I think that trying to fix hell is a task too great for any mortal, but
we've been to hell. We've been to Shadowfell.
We went to Shadowfell.
Shadowfell is not the nine hells.
So you would keep Shadowfell open?
Shadowfell is much different than the nine hells.
But where do you draw the line? How do you make that kind of decision?
My people have asked the same question. It is my opinion that I would close the gate to the Nine Hells if I could.
And at what point do you not just keep closing off other realms? I mean, at what point do you not say, well, you know what? Shadowfell's got some bad seeds. Guess we're going to shut that down, yeah, too, because we got friends down there.
You lock one door, you're going to lock the next door, then you lock all the windows. Yeah. Then yeah. You know it, you got a moat around your house.
She
go to the goddamn grocery store.
You see, she nods.
The grocery store.
She nods and she goes, you should talk to the monks of my order. I think you would share a lot of the same opinions.
We don't like it any more than you do, but as soon as you start closing doors, you close your own heart, and I don't think we can ever allow ourselves to do that.
I guess I just think hell is bad.
I agree with you on that, but I don't see how if we agree to close hell, how we don't then close Shadowfell. And like I said, we've got friends in Shadowfell, and I know that it's a fucking rank place, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, I don't even know if hell's bad. I haven't been there yet.
Is there even a way to close, to fully seal a plane?
Or would you destroy it?
I think if someone were to take up the mantle of the Nine Hells, they could choose to disconnect it from the multiverse.
Hmm. That temptation's always going to be too great, though. We've seen it with Theala. I don't know. This is a lot for us.
This is a lot, yeah.
Endgame stuff, guys.
Big stuff.
You're saying the only person that could close the gate to hell is the person that's ruling hell?
I believe so.
Since Theala has that divine heart, is she technically the ruler of hell?
No, she is not the ruler of hell.
That's Ilset.
So Ilset could choose to separate.
Whoever wears the crown.
But Ilset's eyes are on the material plane. His goal is to get back to rule the crown jewel of the gods, the material plane, the only plane that the original primordials created together. It is the greatest triumph. It is the goal of all of the evil deities.
To rule it again.
I guess right now I feel so conflicted about Theala that I'm not really thinking about hell as much. Is that weird?
I mean, well, we saw Theala today.
Yeah. So
she's fresh in our mind, for sure.
Recency bias and whatnot.
Sure.
Wow.
It's a clever way to put it.
That's cool.
But it's true, like, I mean, Theala's goals are clear, but I don't like anyone's methods.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very small right now, smaller than usual.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I don't have it in me. Like, I don't have the wisdom to make these big choices.
Yeah. You look out into infinite space. You see portals to different realms. The world has never looked bigger. This is insane. You didn't even know that the Gith Zerai or the Gith Yonki existed.
Let alone this had a war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we've got a whole thing with the Elder Brain and such, it's really involved and very dry.
Yeah. Do you want some, like, moisturizer or something? You look literally dry.
Yeah, your hands are chapped.
Yes, I am just out in space. I would love some.
I kind of touch hands, put some of my holy unction on Solace.
What role do y'all play in this cosmology? What effect do y'all have on the mortal plane?
I suppose we don't have much effect on the material plane at all, but there are planar travelers. We try to stop ones with evil intentions. We try to stop the Gith Yonki from raiding other planes of their treasure. We're very distracted constantly by fighting mind flayers who seek to erase our knowledge from the world. And we seek to enlighten people like yourselves, who are friends.
Okay, well, to try to narrow the microscope, we believe that we want to save the knowledge of these people, right?
We want to save as many people as we can.
Should we help these Gith Zerai protect their memories?
I think so. I think that I think that we could definitely help them out. But what I think we need in return is we need knowledge and we need guidance for some big decisions we're going to have to make very soon. And yeah. I think that we need your help finding Ulfgar and Alanis, because they've been through this and they have knowledge of mistakes and triumphs that we don't have yet. And
yeah.
before we can do anything, we need them.
Sweet.
How about this? If you help us get Alanis and Ulfgar, we will help you destroy the Mind Flayer.
To finally destroy the Brain Mommy.
Yeah.
Now that would be a great boon to my people.
And that would get us your assistance in retrieving Alanis and Ulfgar from Theala. We're not asking you to kill Theala. We're just asking you to help us retrieve them.
Mm-hmm. You see, she nods, crosses her legs, and...
Oh, your knees are so dry, too. Hold on.
Yeah, yes. We got to lotion that up.
Hold on, I'm lotioning
you,
them.
You lotion her knees?
I
don't know how you saw that.
Don't rub them so hard, it's flaking into the...
I don't know how you saw that through the robe. The flakes are getting on the outside. Wow.
I could just hear the chafing.
Yes. She goes and she begins meditating. She pulls you all into her trance, and you are able to... essentially scry on Alanis and Ulfgar. And I'm going to go ahead and roll a saving throw for Alanis. She does not pass. You guys see that ruby red color pool, that planar vortex. You see Alanis floating towards it with great control. You can see the rest of the asteroids and debris around it is like getting sucked in and pulled in. And she just makes like a little smirk and floats into the red portal.
Is she wearing the circlet?
She's wearing the circlet.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and give me an insight check.
22.
Moonshine, in this moment, as she goes into this portal, her eyes look clear. And that's where we'll end our session.
What the fuck?
Wait, like not enchanted by magic?
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Oh.
Guess we're red portal bound.
Wait, she's bad? Is she bad?
You don't know.
Can we talk about it on the short rest?
We can absolutely talk about it on the short rest.
Oh, that'd be good. Where can people find the short rest? Because I need to find it.
Guys, go on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Ooh. To listen to our short rest. Guys, what do we have to plug? We have things to plug.
You guys have a goddamn TV show.
We got a TV show. Guys, season 2 of Hot Date is on Fridays at 10 and 10:30. We're airing 2 episodes every week for 5 weeks. So check that out. You can also download the Pop TV Now app. To watch all 10 episodes, baby. It's me and Emily's sketch show. We really like the season.
It is fun.
I'm so excited.
We're very proud of it.
There's
please check it out.
There's definitely NADPOD shout outs.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking out.
Seth is back, who is essentially Balnor.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of fun kind of NADPOD. Balnor. References.
Excellent.
What do you guys have to plug? What do you got, Caldwell?
I would love to plug some wonderful gifts that were sent to our P.O. box. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. First of all, Alexander and Daniel sent us a save the date and a nice note. Congratulations, Alexander and Daniel.
Congrats.
Man, that's exciting. Big step.
We go forth with our blessing, I say.
I won't object if I come to the wedding.
Alex W. Sent us a big note about their personal campaign and offered us their character Solstice Aragol to aid in the battle against Theala. We need
Murph wouldn't let us.
Yeah,
he said it's
begged.
Overpowered.
Yeah.
We begged and begged and
Solstice
screamed.
Solstice needs to be nerfed.
Mm-hmm. Tom F. sent a tooth necklace and keychain, which is perfect for Barbarian Moonshine or Tooth Collector Bev.
Ooh.
We'll be fighting over that. Megan P. sent a nice note and an Onyx custom Funko Pop.
Oh, so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, baby.
It's exactly what I picture in my head when I think of Onyx. Like, all the coloration is fantastic.
She perfect.
Brian CH sent us some letters. Oh, and some unopened packs of 1992 D&D collector's cards.
We got to we talked briefly about keeping them closed. We got to crack those.
Got to crack those boosters. Diana sent us some Papa Lino cut prints that they made.
So sweet.
Yeah, they're really
so
cool. Lino is tough to work with. I remember from my art class days. Amy at Speedbuggery on Insta gave us some an incredible Mama watercolor that they did.
Yes, Mama looks like a nice, sweet old woman.
Looks like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg possum. That's really good. Jeff S. sent us an inflatable dice that we can use for live shows. It's like an enormous inflatable dice.
That's great.
So
that's
we are
packable.
Literally going to turn our shows into fish concerts.
Thank you, Jeff.
Throw it out.
Our final form. I have jam band. Nine X on the road now, too.
I have one bonus plug, if y'all don't mind.
Yeah.
My friends, Joe and Conrad, just made a video game called Later Alligator. Ooh. It's a point-and-click kind of puzzle adventure game. You can find it on Steam and itch.io, I believe. They made it with Lindsay and Alex Smallbutera, who are incredible animators. You might know them from Batman Piderman. It's such a cool game, and everyone should play it because they are all awesome people, and you should support them.
Right on.
Cool.
Jake, what do you got?
Brother Sister Co. Brother Sister Beard
baby.
Oil. Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo.
Google it, or I think the website is brothersisterco.com.
Nice.
You can find it.
Sweet. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. Follow us on Twitter at chmurfisme, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Eaxford's Emily, and at Jake Hur, which is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are youth of the nation.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Indeed.
I'm ready.
Oh, so much.
We're going to be doing it a little bit differently this week. You guys can head on over to our Patreon. There's an announcement. You can get more info, but let's kick it off with Brad D., Steelbreaker, Dylan B., Danny P., and of course, Spencer Caskbrew. These five mages form a council called the Arch-Archmages, who command all Archmages and tell them what kind of robes they're allowed to wear.
Arches on arches and arches. Beardman Dan, Aramaz W, Spartus, Adam R, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, a coalition of Frostwind dwarves who are fighting for summer dwarf acceptance and trying to lessen the razzing of dwarfins in Frostwind.
Next up, we gotta show some love for Haldor Frostback, Multifor, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S, Cutter W. They are all the coolest kids in the Green Teens. They have skipped three jamborees in a row to smoke and hook up with each other, and they've bullied many teens into quitting.
Brutal.
Damn.
Terrible. Schubert the Mushroom, Ryan M., Elena C., Mixologist Michael D., and Andrew M. These are the halflings who trained Balnor to become the warrior card he was always meant to be. They are the card mommies and daddies of destiny.
Hoorah.
Then we've got Victor T., Balnor's boy, Justin I., Jacob C., Elena M., and McPux, the esteemed members of Mavericks' championship Ultimate Frisbee team. They're thinking about doing dodgeball this year as well, and they're going to wreck Ren's ass.
Uh-huh.
Strong.
Ooh. Earl and Kathleen L., Jibe G., Jostrich, Daniel R., and Destin C., the only team in the Wizard Tournament to be straight up eliminated. They heard Ren laugh one time and immediately went and popped him one. Erdan begrudgingly disqualified them.
Can't knock him for it.
And of course, who could forget Devin B., Sergio Salazar, Solomon Zacharias de Sequani, Michael L., Sam H., Trele the Crayfe, Aaron G., or Jory S., because they are the chosen soldiers who just formed the chosen fraternity where they play milk pong and do cow stands. And he's the shit out of anyone who is lactose intolerant.
Sounds like a bad time. Alucard, Baby Doc, Adam H., Ryan, and Big Buck. They will be headlining this year's Fachella, which is being dedicated to Kid Kobold, who was unceremoniously murdered live on stage during their last performance.
Wow. Oof.
Richard X. Machina, Troy McSee, Cannibalistic Cthulhu, Sam L., Damar, Josh S. are all members of the newest Green Teen chapter, the Green Preteens. It's kind of the same, except no one has has braces yet.
Cute. Blitzbrig, Dimitri, Caleb Storm, Nicholas C., Mike H., Matthew E., and Samuel B. Mavris' new students who have not had to go to a single one of his classes because Gladeholm University has that rule where if a professor is more than 10 minutes late, you can just leave.
And he sleeps super late.
He does sleep in. All right, time to show some love for Tilford G., Colton B., Jens Christian T., Gage M., Aaron C., and Ellen D. They are all pregnant elk moonshines, elk in litter. In solidarity of the stand against the chosen, they refuse to drink milk and only huff creek water.
So sick.
They are the true heroes of Bohemia.
They'll never grow. TJM, the gnome barbarian, RPKB, Trask the Traveler, Anime Intellect, and Zolo Dolo, a group of mind flayers who worship an entity known as the Brain Daddy. They are currently plotting with their siblings about how to get the Brain Daddy and Mommy back together again.
Tragic. Joshua C., Larissa J., Dylan CM, the wannabe DM, Kelvin Noodles, and B-Money, a crew of space archaeologists known as the Husk Hunters. They can smell a husk's musk from miles away and are now in hot pursuit of the Band of Boobs' cool new floating house.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Jay, Heartless Master, Cassisi Lulu, Paul B., and Barnesinator, five chosen angels who were supposed to help Theala fight the Band of Boobs but just got distracted by a milky portal. Now they're living their best lives in the dairy dimension.
And now, while you're listening to this home in your apartment by yourself, you gotta clap it up for Eric G., Jackalope Oddity, Zach C., Aiden R., and Ellie K. They are a squad of dwarfins from Frostwind's Thieves Guild, currently headed to Wren's private island to pull off the greatest slash easiest heist in Bohemian history.
Clap it up.
Wonderful.
Clap it up for them.
Actually, clap. Okay, send me a video of yourself clapping for those heroes.
Shout it out to those real ones. We got Luke H., I'm Hopeless, Timmy R., Alex M., and Aaron R.S., a group of edgy Feywild wild green teens that have decided to buck tradition and start healing each other with holy noogies.
Aww.
Pelor is absolutely thrilled.
Then we've got Lucas B., Ruben A., Jordan L., Laura S., and Jay Parker, a bunch of Starspawn larvae that was floating in an asteroid right next to the cave where Hardwon and Balnor fought the Mind Flayers. It's not too late to go back. Turn the husk around.
Austin C., Austin M., R., just to piss off Triss, a.k.a. Touch It, and Kaylee Elise, the Mind Players, a traveling theater group that takes the memories they eat and turns them into delightful plays and musicals.
And who could forget Bell and the Bard, Devin W., Shanoa B., or Jared E., the brave souls who formed Cat, Clerics Against Theala. And yes, their logo is a kitten turning their cute nose up at a saucer of milk.
Fuck milk.
Cute,
fuck
but
milk.
Powerful. Brian, Persephone, Joseph M., a woodwind trio who also goes by the name Psychic Winds. Considering changing it ever since Alanis' brutal attack, although that would mean making a new website, so Persephone, the bassoonist, is vehemently opposed.
Brutal. Reese, NS, Jackie, Haley, and of course, Eric and Andrea B., an adventuring party formed almost entirely of wizards and one barbarian. The wizards basically buff the shit out of the barbarian, then watch them go to town on their enemies from the safety of a Liamon's tiny hut.
Ooh, very nice. Cute.
Stefan C. and Diane W., the identical twin stars of the Astral Plane's most popular television show, Gither, Gither.
Gither, Gither. Like sister, sister.
Yeah. Vaguely,
you want to just leave making fun of me?
Maxwell C. Maxwell Z, Carborough, Chapel Hill, FPV, Mike K, and Michael M, a team of nanorfly entomologists who just scored a grant to study the mating effects of being in a jar. Turns out it's actually a great place to raise children.
Well, gall dang. We got
there, get there.
I get it now. Omri M, Callum L, and Charo Arcadius, the brave heroes who form the Astral Upkeep, a cleanup crew whose astral yelp is as immaculate as the astral homes they tend to. You better believe they're getting called in after the mess they all made.
Scott D, Andrew A, Jake L, a well-intentioned bachelor party who tried to take their best friend and groom to the astral plane for a good time and is currently floating through space on a shard of the Astral Keep. Hang in there, friends.
Ooh, you can do it.
Nothor, the Prodigy Ranger, Samantha S., and Shane B., a group of maintenance workers for the Metropolitan Portal Authority, whose duty it is to keep portal transportation safe, clean, efficient, and free of dancing children shouting, "What time is it? It's showtime!"
It's showtime!
All right, and that's the end of our show, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to our Council of Elders, and thank you to all of our listeners. You can head on over to Patreon and listen to our short rest. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys so much.
Peace. Love you.
Bye, sweeties.
Get there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.